My guest today is Brian Kay, who has been described as a modern-day troubadour, and he is very active with a number of groups. He's also a solo performer, and there is a release of a CD coming out today with which he's been involved. It's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Brian. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was looking at a definition of a troubadour, a writer or singer of lyric verses about courtly love, especially in parts of Europe between the 11th and 13th centuries. So how does this relate to the 21st century? For you?
So I've studied a lot of historical music, and I like to work in the areas where those styles overlap. And so when you imagine a troubadour, when you think of this like 12th century minstrel, you think of a guy who's wandering around the countryside, singing songs about love and heartache. He's carrying an instrument with him, usually a guitar-like instrument, like a lute. And then you think of a modern songwriter, and it's a guy wandering around the country or the world, and he's carrying his instrument with him and singing songs about love and heartache. And I also do a lot of like Delta blues. This is like early American blues, 1930s and 40s. And those guys even wore a feather in their cap, kind of like the early troubadours. And so I like to work in those areas of overlap between the styles.
I know that you are a multi-instrumentalist, and I've seen you playing percussion in various forms, but Is it fair to say that you are particularly concentrating on stringed instruments?
Yeah, I started as a drummer, as a rock drummer, and then I started to learn all of the instruments that you would play in a rock band. And then I started to learn early music instruments. I started to get into the Renaissance music and medieval music, especially the traditional stuff, the stuff by Anonymous. And so for a few years, I mainly focused on that, especially when I went to Peabody. My main focus was on the lute. I wanted to become the best lute player in the world, you know. But over time, those other instruments that I played started to come back into play. And I started to learn some of these percussion instruments that you would play in an early music ensemble or a world music ensemble. And then I started to look into some wind instruments and other instruments. So now I kind of do it all, you know, I don't think I'd be happy any other way. I think it's great to put on the different caps and be able to play all of these different styles of music and different instruments.
And of course, that sets you up then perfectly to be a collaborator with a whole range of groups, which I know you clearly are, one of which is Earhart. So
yes.
Tell me about the CD that's coming out today.
The album Barley Moon is coming out today. We're actually doing a CD release at Hopscotch Coffee and Records in Winchester, Virginia. And we're doing music on that album of early 16th and early 17th century British Isles. So there are Scottish songs, there are English songs. Some songs are by John Dowland and William Byrd. And we also have a lot of Anonymous songs on there, a lot of our own arrangements.
And tell me about your solo concert tomorrow.
I'm in the process right now of recording my own solo album. And the one thing that I don't get to do very often in the other groups that I play with is my own original music. And so again, you know, back to where all of the different styles overlap, I've really tried to focus on that on this album. And so I'm going to be doing this performance tomorrow, and that will be at a place called Spirit First in Silver Spring, Maryland.
For details about this concert or anything you'd like to know about Brian Kay, you can go to his website, briankaymusic.com. And very exciting that Barley Moon is being released by Earhart, of which Brian is a member, and that is coming out today. Lovely to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, too. Thank you so much for having me.